This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn at 7:44. Philadelphia's mayoral election is coming down the home stretch. Democrat Jim Kenney is the likely mayor-to-be. Still, his most formidable opponent, Republican Melissa Murray Bailey, is pressing onward. I recently sat down with Murray Bailey at a coffee spot in Society Hill near her home. This corporate branding executive is new to Philadelphia and sees that as a strength. You moved to Philadelphia about 3 years ago. From where?
Singapore.
Oh, from Singapore. And prior to Singapore?
Australia.
And prior to Australia, you were born in the U.S.
Yes, Washington, D.C. Okay. I grew up in South Jersey.
What part of South Jersey?
Absecon.
Oh, Absecon, uh-huh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But my grandparents grew up in Philadelphia. So my pop-up grew up in South Philadelphia. My nana grew up in West Philadelphia. And they met here in Philadelphia. But they had to make the really hard decision, like so many families do right now, that they wanted to give my mom and my uncle better opportunities. And that better opportunity meant moving to the suburbs. You know, two generations later, that's still the same thing that especially middle-class families struggle with.
Do you consider yourself steeped in the political history of Philadelphia?
I mean, I think when we think about the founding fathers and that far in history, for sure, my dad is an American history teacher.
How about since, I don't know, the early 90s, the beginning of the Rendell era?
I mean, I know about them, and I understand, you know, what the policies were and what, you know, made part of that great, and then how we started to slip back again. So, I mean, you have to study history to not repeat it, but also to learn from it.
Have you ever been a long shot?
No. Maybe. When I was in Australia, we were looking to start our Asia business. And I put together the business plan for the Asia business and put it to the board of directors. And they said, you know, I'm not quite sure, you know, we want a young woman launching our business in Asia. And I had to really make the case to say, yes, you should have me go there. I should be the first person there. I can build up our business from, you know, nothing to something. And I was able to do that. And we were able to launch the business in Singapore. And we were able to grow that business into a self-sustaining business that's still going strong today.
You told Planned Philly reporter Jim Saxa last spring that you would come in as a mayor with a totally different perspective. You said, I'm not going to know all the things that have been done before, and that you wouldn't be limited by things that had gone on before. How is it limiting to know the political patterns and choices that have come before you?
Well, I think whenever you are part of a machine or an organization for so long, you have a set of blinders on. You only know what has happened before. And I think that's something we see in Philadelphia all the time. We consistently compare ourselves to ourselves, which is not really a comparison. If we were to widen our view and compare ourselves to other cities, we would see that we're not really all that we think we are. You know, as an example, Boston, Chicago, New York, DC have all seen double-digit job growth in the past 30 years. Philadelphia has seen a decrease in that same time. But we just talk about ourselves. We don't look and see, oh, how are other people doing it and how can that help us? So I think by having that perspective going in of looking at best practices, of looking at what is really going on in other cities, you know, we can really put ourselves on a pathway without reinventing the wheel.
You don't think city officials are looking outside of Philadelphia to see what others are doing and having sister city relationships and learning from one another and going to big conferences and seeing what's going on beyond their noses?
I don't think that they're bringing that into the city in a structured way that's making an impact.
You've not held elective office, so tell me this. When have you tapped into the needs of a community, identified a problem, and found a solution for it?
Yeah, so I've done lots of volunteer work in my adult life and even before that. And I did a lot of work with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And through the Make-A-Wish Foundation, we have to go into lots of different homes, lots of different family situations to figure out how do we deliver the wish on behalf of the child? So I led a lot of initiatives to figure out how do we serve underprivileged families through the same process that we serve suburban families. And so we had to completely reinvent the process so that all children could be able to benefit from what the services Make-A-Wish can provide are.
At times, Jim Kenney is aggressive toward your campaign. If you're such an underdog, why do you think he goes after you?
I think Jim Kenney knows me more than anybody else in the city does.
Why do you say that?
Because during the primary, I went to many of the forums and participated in many of the forums. And most people weren't really paying attention to me because everyone was there to choose between or among the Democratic candidates. And they were like, oh, this person over to the side, you know, whatever. But he heard my plans. And I think he might be concerned about the people of Philadelphia actually having that same opportunity.
You're probably not going to win. As well as your campaign will go, you're probably not going to win. Do you think ahead to what you would do if you don't, if you get that news, if you have to concede?
I'm not focused on that at all right now. Every group, every person I have a chance to talk to, I'm getting one more vote, and that's the only thing I'm focused on right now.